Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and supervillains of all ages, I want to welcome you to the Villains Lounge. I am Three Counts, resident supervillain, the Dark Lord himself, the Dark Goat, Damien Fatale, and here is the news. Tommy Dreamer is now a part of the creative team with a bunch of other people, and that's interesting. So, yeah, good for him. Congratulations, Mr. Dreamer. Planned Parenthood. The deal with CMLL, basically, they are not allowed to have any other Lucha Libre company's talent on screen but their own that is particularly signed to them at same time as CMLL talent. So that's interesting, Tony, that you're going to do that. But hey, you know what? Crush your bridges. It is what it is. Do what you do. And we got some injuries that have been put out there. Jeff Hardy suffered an injury when he had a match with Sammy Guevara. Guevara went for a top rope shooting star press, and his knee came down to Hardy's face and broke his nose. So speedy recovery, Jeff Hardy. WWE news, there will be two more injuries to report. Idris Enough was injured in his tag team match with his partner Malik Blade, and they were facing Axiom and Nathan Frazier. So good luck on your recovery, Idris Enough. And then Nikita Lyons is also sidelined with another injury. Speedy recovery to you as well. As of this recording, Drew McIntyre still has not signed his contract, but both sides seem very confident that he'll sign really soon. And then Rey Mysterio should be returning back very soon from his injury. So that's freaking awesome. And that's going to be the news for the day. So now I'm going to go into TNA Impact. I didn't get a chance to catch it. However, I will read off the results of the card. So Jake Something versus Frankie Kazarian, and Frankie Kazarian comes out with the W. The TNA Knockouts champion, Jordynne Grace, faced Savannah Evans, and Jordynne Grace came out with the W. The TNA World Tag Team Champions ABC versus the Grizzle Young Vets in a best of three series. The Vets went in with 0-1, and ABC was able to get that W and tie the score to 1-1. Then we had the TNA Digital Media Championship, and the TNA Digital Media Champ himself, Crazy Steve, faced Rhino, and Crazy Steve was able to retain with the W. Then we had the scheduled match of Diener versus Joe Hendry. Never happened. Hendry get distracted by AJ Francis and coming out and showing a music video dissing Hendry. Hendry responded back with another video, music video, and then Diener comes out and he attacks Hendry. Francis gets involved. They beat down Hendry. Then Rich Swann comes out for the save and runs them out. Then we had Killer Kelly versus Dana Luna. And Dana Luna comes out with the W on that. And then the main event saw Kushida versus the TNA World Champion Moose. Everyone was banned from ringside. Moose gets the W a bunch after, and then a bunch of shenanigans at the end and a nice beatdown segment for Moose and his crew. So thank you for watching the Villains Lounge. We'll be back tomorrow, and come check us out when we do our watch along for the Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia. Also check out Now Entering the Ring, and come join us for Chaz and Friends this Sunday. You know, hit up all our socials, like, subscribe, buy our merch. You know what I mean? Tell everybody, tell a friend, and I will see you later.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.